Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And today on Live Talk, we're discussing Zimbabwe's presidential term limit, as President Emmerson Mnangagwa says he will not seek another term, despite some ruling party members pushing for him to extend his rule beyond 2028. Speaking to editors from different media houses at State House in Harare, President Mnangagwa said ZANU-PF supporters should respect the constitution, as he has already indicated that he is not interested in seeking a third term. There is worsening factionalism in his party, with some party activists urging him to seek a third term, a move that has been strongly opposed by others. Here is what he told editors today.
I need a bit of help here to understand you clearly. I know the whole country needs you to pronounce yourself clear. You have said and you've restated this point that you leave when your term ends, or you know when you will leave, the day and time. But like my colleague here said, there's still a lot of confusion. There's the 2030 people who are saying you should extend your term to 2030. Can you state and pronounce your position clearly for the whole nation, for the international community, for us, so that when we write our stories, we have the proper information? What is your opinion? When are you leaving, sir?
I thought you are putting very clear. Very clear. But I have two terms, and these terms are very definite. And I'm so democratic. When they come to an end, I'll step aside, and my party will elect my successor. That is the spirit of the day. Those who have other imaginations, it's a democratic society for people to dream. But facts will take away.
That was President Emmerson Mnangagwa addressing a question there from one of the editors drawn from different media houses at State House in the video, which is courtesy of the president's office. Zimbabwe's constitution clearly stipulates that a president only serves 2 5-year terms, and he or she can't benefit from any constitutional amendments. Meanwhile, as the president was addressing members of the media, the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation was running a headline that indicated moves by the ruling party to amend the constitution to extend the president's term of office. We were unable, however, to get a comment from ZBC management. The address comes at a time when there have been calls by some ex-combatants for the president to step down, while other party members have been calling for him to extend his rule to 2030. And joining us for this discussion is Mr. Masimba Mabaza of ZANU-PF in the United Kingdom, and we also have Mr. Tawanda Jokora, an independent political analyst aligned to the opposition, and he is in North Dakota here in the United States, and then Mr. Tendai Mbofana, the director of the Zimbabwe Social Justice based in Kwekwe. Welcome to you, gentlemen, and I will start off my question to Mr. Mabaza of ZANU-PF. What's your view on what the current situation within your party and what the president said today?
Thank you, Miles, and good evening, Zimbabwe. The first thing is, we have always been saying that the issue of 2030 was simply a democratic maneuver in ZANU-PF. The president had always said he is a constitutionalist and he was not going to stand beyond 2028. And he had said it several times that when 2028 comes, he will step down. Yes, and he said it again today, where in front of all the editors, he called for the press conference to clear the air, because people were saying, why is the president quiet if he is not going to stand in 2028? We have to admit, Amav and people in Zimbabwe, we have to admit that, yes, what has happened is because of the delay by the president to clarify this situation, it caused some little problems within the party, some little divisions, but it does not divide the party. The party remains strong. Yes, there was some little shake-up, there was some little anxiety, and people were not happy, some were not amused. And unfortunately, those foot soldiers who were campaigning and still campaigning for 2030 have become so overzealous as to start punishing people who were opposing them. And that is not what ZANU-PF does. These were just some few overzealous leaders who had gone beyond the line. But now we are so happy that despite all that, ZANU-PF has remained strong, has remained one party, and the president has come out to say he is a constitutionalist, and he said it does not matter how much do people try to persuade him. He has been saying this always, and he has repeated it again today. And therefore, it is very clear that the president is actually standing by his word. And therefore, all those people who are actually excited and thinking that the president has changed his word or is indicating to the left and turning to the right have been proved wrong, because the president has come out clearly, which is very unusual, but it is very commendable that he came out and says, listen, we should stop this nonsense of 2030, because the president is not going to stand in 2028 or after 2028. Mm-hmm. And therefore, he's going to finish his term, and he clearly says he had these two terms and no further.
Thank you so much. We'll now cross over to Zimbabwe, to you, Mr. Mbofana. What is the situation like on the ground? What are you hearing after the president's address? Are people really convinced that he will stick to his word?
Thank you, Marvin. No, people are not convinced. Let's remember that this is not the first time that the president has said such things, made such a statement. He made that in Mutare before the ZANU-PF conference, and I think he also made a similar statement claiming to be a constitutionalist during an interview. And then we remember that during the ZANU-PF annual people's conference itself, the party center for legal affairs, Patrick Chinamata, made it very clear that the president was not interested in continuing in office after 2028. And yet, in spite of all that, the push continued, the noise continued. So I would not agree with Mr. Mavaza. I say these people who are calling for constitutional amendments to extend the president's term are being overzealous. No, they're not being overzealous. They know what they're doing. They know who's behind it. And quite frankly, no one who's sane would believe that these repeated claims or statements by the president are to be taken seriously. Because even in a democratic society or a democratic organization, there are certain frequencies that are pushing for a leader to continue in office. They have got a democratic right to do so. But if a leader genuinely does not want to continue in office, as the president is claiming, and knows that the people who are pushing are his people, are his supporters, who love him, surely he doesn't even need to address the media to silence those people. He calls them to his farm, he calls them to his office, wherever they meet, and tells them in no uncertain terms, they say, thank you so much for the confidence that you've shown in my leadership. Thank you so much for the love that you've shown and your support that you've shown me. But let me make it clear, I am not interested. Please stop all this noise. Stop all this nonsense. I can tell you, if that had been done, even during the People's Conference, that issue would have never been raised. Mm-hmm. That issue would have never been on the agenda. But the very fact that the party is being torn apart, we've seen even insults now, this rival camp insulting this rival camp, even at national events, like at the National Heroes Acre, this group of ZANU-PF supporters chanting these songs, pro Chiwenga, the other ones chanting pro ED 2030. You can see the rivals, others are being expelled from the party, like war veteran Blessing Geza. So if you are a leader, and you are seeing your party being torn apart, you know, torn to shreds, and people now hating each other, what is only left is for them to come to blows physically. If you come and stamp your authority, even privately, without addressing media editors or anything, you don't have to wait to address media editors for that. You call your people behind closed doors and tell them to stop this nonsense. I told you I'm not interested in going beyond 2028. Please stop this. Stop this nonsense. But the very fact that it's continuing, you mentioned, Marvin, that even during that meeting with between the president and the editors, that this was running the headlines that ZANU-PF is now in motion to amend the constitution. Are we to say those people who are supposed to be President Mnangagwa's supporters are defying him? It's insubordination if that is what is happening. So those people should actually be disciplined. Where are the disciplinary actions to say these people are insubordinate, they are not listening to the president, they are defying the president? He has made it so clear numerous times that he's not interested in going behind 2028 in the constitution. But why are you still pursuing this thing? But it's not happening. Which means for some of us who are just observers, that all this thing about I'm a constitutionalist, I'm not going to go beyond 2028, we can take it with a pinch of salt.
Thank you so much there, Mr. Mbofana. Switching over to you, Vajo Kora, munoona sei zvataurwa navamunangagwa ava, munoona vachizoenderera mberi here nezvavavimbisa nhasi?
Thank you, Marvelous. Mamunangagwa vari kutamba nepfungwa dzevanhu. Vari kuona vana veZimbabwe sevanhu vasingafunge sezvipukupuku. Nekuti munhu wese ari kuona zviri kuitika, sekutaura kuri kuita vambofana, hazvingagoni kuti vanhu ivava vanoramba vachitaura kuti 2030, ivo vamunangagwa vasiri kuda. Tiri kutozviona, vana vese vaZimbabwe vari kuzviona kuti vamunangagwa ndo zvavari kuda zva 2030. Asi isu sevana veZimbabwe, semacitizens, tiri kuti kwete, hatisi kuzvida izvozvo. Ende vana vese veZimbabwe vachazviramba, ndopa vachaona vamunangagwa nevamwe vavo kuti zvavari kuita hazvifadzi, hazvisi kudiwa nevanhu. Asi iwo chiri kunyanya kundifadza zvangu ndechekuti kune rimwe divi uko vageza navachiwenga nevamwe mawo veterans vakutaura sematauriro ataingoita isusu vekuopposition. Maizviona imi kuti takaratidzira kuWashington DC, tikaratidzira zvisingapere kuLondon, tikaratidzira muSouth Africa, tikaratidzira muZimbabwe macho, vanhu vese veopposition especially notungamirwa navachamisa, tichitaura kuti nyika yaurayiwa neuori, yaurayiwa nevanhu vari kuba mari, yaurayiwa nevanhu vasingagone kurongeka, vasingagone kutonga nyika zvakanaka. Iwo mawo veterans naivo vana mavaza vari panapa vachitaura kuti aiwa nyika yaurayiwa nemasanctions. Asi iko zvino ndiri kufara kuti mawo veterans vari kutaura zvatagara tichingotaura isu kuti izvi ndo zvauraya nyika. Saka isu vana veZimbabwe tinoti wese ari kutaura shoko redu, ari kutsinhira shoko redu rekuti nyika yaurayiwa, tiri kutambura vana veZimbabwe vari kutambura nenyaya yekuti mari yenyika nezvicherwa zvenyika nezviwanikwa zvese zvenyika zviri kubiwa. Ndo zvatisvitsa pano patira taakutaura tiri pamwe chete. Vanhu vakadaro ivavo tinovada, tinofamba navo, tinoda kuti varambe vachidaro. Totokurudzira vamwe vakanyarara varimo muZANU-PF imomo kuti vataure chokwadi chaita kuti nyika yedu iende kumawere, tochibatana, tochiita chinhu chimwe chete chinoita kuti tirambe tiri pamwe chete. Asi chatisingade ndechekuti tiitisane sezvatakaitwiswa muna 2017 kuti tinobvisa imwe mbavha tichiisa imwe mbavha. Toda kuti kana tabatana taita zvatinenge taita, toita zvinhu zvinoita kuti nyika yedu ienderere mberi, togadzirisa mareforms, togadzirisa zvinoita kuti sarudzo dzedu dziitike pasina zhohwe zhohwe, pasina kubira, pasina kurovana, pasina kumbunyikidzana.
Thank you so much there, Mr. Tawanda Jokora. Gentlemen, please stay tuned. We will be right back, but please stay on the line. So for those that are following us, please stay tuned as we take a short break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see. We seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Hello, caller.
Hello, Magadi, what is it?
I want to what it's up to our name, Murukupi caller.
Rutter, I tell you, one of the best.
Tell writings.
Now, for the one I started in Shurunga, and this is Shona, a city service.
I want to write Shona, eh? Matopina,
Mkuru wedu ataura kuti haasi kuzodarika 2030.
Ya, taurai tinzwe, matuwa hapa laini zvezvipi taurai.
Zvokuti vanodarika 2030 kana kuti vanodarika kupe. Tanga tisinei nayo zvakanyanya. Zvatinoda ndezvekuti mari yemunyika ishande. Zvatinoda ndezvekuti isi vechidiki tiri kutambura tiri kuno kuSouth Africa zvinhu zviri kufamba zvakanaka. Mukatarira panews every day tiri kuurayiwa. Every day vana vechidiki vakubhema mutoriro mukaenda muHarare. Zvine nekuti wakadzidza zvakadini hakuna mabasa. Saka dei vazama nenzira dzose kuti chero vakatipa havo chero any project inoita kuti tiwane zvokuita inotikipa busy. Zvichida pamwe zvinogona kutibatsira zvisinei nezvematongerwo enyika nekuti matongerwo enyika eZimbabwe izvizvi ndizvo zvinenge zvichingova pamberi nguva zhinji yavo yavava kutora kumatongerwo enyika havachadevelopi nyika saka vechidiki tatambura zvachose
saka dai vehurumende ivava vakateerera maivaudza kuti chii
taivaudza kuti zvematongerwo enyika dai vambosiya pase vambozvisiya sevana vechidiki vabatane mapato akasiyana siyana avo vaite unity government ine mutsindo paurenga vasingawirirane vaone neziso rimwe isi vechidiki tiwanewo mabasa just imagine kuti ndakabva kuuniversity ndine degree but handina chokuita ndakuenda kusouth africa kundokanya dhaka randisinanga ndichakadzidzira which means makore angu ese andaibhadhara kuuniversity mari yese handichakwanisi kudzorera vabereki vangu izvizvi vabereki vakapisa danga hambusisina mombe dzakapera
aiwa mashoko makukutu chaizvo uye zvetinofara kuti tambotaurawo nevechidiki muve nezuva rakanaka. Thank you. So we're hearing there from our caller, but for those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. And we're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Now, back again to our guest, Mr. Mabaza. You heard what the young caller was saying there, and also what's your take on what Mr. Mbofana and Mr. Jokora said?
Thank you so much. Actually, it is surprising that Mr. Jokora does not see any positive things when they are done from ZANU-PF. His mind is blinded by negativity, and I do forgive him for that. But the reality of the matter here is we've heard the president speaking himself that he is not going to stand beyond 2028. He is not lying. He has never made a promise which he has not kept. And again, it is not true to say that Zimbabwe has been suffering only from corruption. There's never been a time when ZANU-PF has stood up to condone corruption. We have always been attacking corruption, and President Mnangagwa had actually set up two anti-corruption organizations, SACU and VACT, which are all fighting corruption. Yes, corruption is so technical and difficult to fight. The fact that we are not winning the war against corruption does not mean that we are complacent to that, to corruption. Yes, there is corruption in each and every country in the world. We are doing our part. We are not saying that there's no corruption. There is corruption. We've got a lot of corrupt people. Some are in the ZANU-PF. We know that. And we are, the police and that are investigating, and very soon they'll be brought to life. We have got so many things which are falling, like our economy. We've tried our best, but the economy is still pulling us down. Even the president accepted that today, that our economy is not improving as much as we want it to improve. We have got issues in our health delivery system. We've got issues in a number of things. What I would actually say is that instead of us fighting over 2028 and 2030, we should fight the elephant in the room. We should fight the problems in the room. We should fight the health situations. It was so sad, Mars, to see victims of a bus accident being plastered in cardboard boxes instead of a proper cast, which was supposed to be done. And all because the hospital was nothing. But we do understand that that small hospital was overwhelmed by a number of people who came at once. It is not used to have so many people. But still, that's not an excuse. We still have to say those things have to be dealt with, have to be changed. Yes, there are some people who abuse the name of ZANU-PF. The president said it clearly today that there are people who go around masquerading as ZANU-PF members, and they're the ones making the name of the party dirty. The party is a good party, revolutionary one, and there are people in the party who pretend to be members, but who are there for their own personal gains. And the president has said those people must respect the party, must respect the constitution, and must stop confusing people. So if Comrade Jokora does not understand that it's a shame, and if Mr. Mbofana does not understand that it's a shame. But now, coming to the last caller, I do understand and I appreciate that indeed we have got so many of our youth fighting the drug problem. But indeed, it is not an excuse for any youth out there to turn to Mtoriro or any other drug simply because there's no employment. Let's try to be self-employed. Let's try to do what we can do while the government is doing its best to create employment. Let us not allow ourselves to be tempted by drugs simply because we are stressed. The stress is not removed by drugs. It only makes you stupid for a moment, and when the drug is gone, you go back to your stress. So there's no need to kill yourself over stress. You have to fight about it. You have to sit down and think, what can I do? When the government is not giving me a job, find a job.
Thank you there, Mr. Mabaza. If I can just turn over to you, Mr. Jokora, to just a very short answer for me. Mr. Jokora, where is the country's opposition in all this discussion? We have seen ex-combatants coming out and, you know, giving their take, but the country's opposition seems to be mum. What's going on?
The country's opposition is right there where it has always been, with the people, speaking for the people. Like I said earlier, the issues that are being raised by the war veterans and Mr. Chiwenga are the same issues that we have been raising for the past 20 years. And the issue of corruption that Mr. Mabaza is trying to run away from is the elephant in the room. It's not anything that he is talking about. It's not the health issues that he is talking about. It's Mr. Mnangagwa and ZANU-PF. That's the elephant in the room, and that's the elephant that all citizens, all Zimbabweans, should come together as one. That's another way of answering you, Mavelef, again, that where is the opposition? We are there, exactly where the people are. We are the people that are feeling the pain of the mismanagement of the economy by Mr. Mnangagwa. We are the people that are feeling the massive corruption that has been encouraged by Mr. Mnangagwa and his people, and we are here. We are the same people that are saying no to 2030, no to the extension of Mr. Mnangagwa's term, because his extension, it only means is the extension of the looting, extension of the corruption, extension of the suffering of the people of Zimbabwe. And we are together with Mr. Geza and everyone who is speaking the voice that we have been speaking speaking, everyone who is echoing the voice that we have been speaking, because in reality, what Mr. Chiwenga and the war veterans led by Mr. Geza are saying are the very same things that we have been fighting for. So we are happy that they are now seeing the same things that we are seeing. Now we can fight together. Even Mr. Mabaza himself, you hear him talking about the dire situation in our health systems. He is just not admitting, and I feel sorry for him. He's being made a fool by Mr. Mnangagwa and the other people. You are defending the indefendable, Mr. Mabaza. Mr. Mnangagwa and ZANU-PF are gone. It's time the citizens come up and we set up a transitional government that will lead to free, fair, and credible elections. And that's what we are looking for, and that's what we will continue to push for. We do not want a situation where we replace another thief with another thief. We want something that is for the people. And even Mr. Geza, we have challenged him on various platforms that whatever he is doing, it must be for the people of Zimbabwe. It must be for the benefit of the citizens of Zimbabwe, not for his benefit, not for the benefit of a few war veterans, but it must be for the whole country. And I think we are on the same page on that. And once he does that, everything will fall into place. Because, as I finish, there is nothing that the war veterans can do without the people of Zimbabwe, without the citizens of Zimbabwe. They need the citizens of Zimbabwe for them to be able to achieve what they want to achieve. So let's make sure that whatever is being done, it is for the people of Zimbabwe and for the citizens and for the benefit of the country.
Thank you so much. Mr. Mbofana Toya Kwamuri, what are we likely to see happening following this the speech by the president? What are we likely to see happening on the ground from your own observation?
Thank you so much, Mr. Mbofana.
Thank you so much there, gentlemen. Unfortunately, time is not on our side. We'd like to thank Mr. Masimba Mabaza of ZANU-PF, Mr. Tawanda Jokora, and also we just heard from our last caller there, Mr. Tendai Mbofana, our last guest. And also to those that were streaming with us, all those that wrote, you know, for us to call you, we will keep trying to call you in our next programs. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, saying have a very good night.